Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today on the program, some favorite songs of top music critics for 2011. We also play music from some of the top-selling artists. But first, we tell about someone working to increase the number of African-American women in a specialized industry. Comic strips and comic books are popular in the United States. What makes comics different from other printed media is that they use pictures to tell a story. Most of the stories are funny or filled with action. For years, very few African-American characters have appeared in comics. The number of African-Americans producing comics also is small. And the number of African-American women involved is even smaller. But Cheryl Lynn Eaton is hoping to change that. Barbara Klein has more.
Cheryl Lynn Eaton has been a lover of comics since she was a child. She formed an organization called the ORMS Society in 2007. She hopes the group will help to increase interest in comics among African American women.
The ORMS Society is an organization dedicated to promoting black women as creators, artists and writers, as consumers of sequential art and comics. And the organization was named after Jackie Orms, who was the first African-American female cartoonist.
Artist Jackie Orms made comics from the 1930s to the 1950s. Her work was published in two leading African-American newspapers of that time, the Pittsburgh Courier and the Chicago Defender. Cheryl Lynn Eaton first learned about her work in a report by comic book historian Tim Jackson.
And I was just amazed that there was this black woman in the 40s and 50s basically going against the trend, creating comics about black women as they loved and how they actually lived and how they actually looked, which is completely different from what other creators were doing at the time.
Ms. Eaton says most of the images that other artists were producing at the time were very offensive to African Americans.
Work that demonized African Americans and exaggerated their features in horrific ways and projected them as ignorant, unintelligent, and unable to be heroes. And here Jackie was producing work that had women who were doing things who were heroic and funny and witty and smart, and it was just very important to know about this woman.
Jackie Orms created a number of characters, but the most famous were two sisters named Patty Jo and Ginger. The two were from an upper-class family. They were fashionable and intelligent. They often discussed the social and political issues of the day. In the years since she organized the ORMS Society, Cheryl Lynn Eaton has found a number of African American women who love comics as much as she does. And she says the number of African Americans in comics is growing, mostly because of the internet.
Black cartoonists don't have to wait for Marvel and DC to come to them. Basically, it helps them to distribute their art without having to have a serious monetary input. So you don't need a lot of money to publish your art on the web. You don't need a lot of money to obtain a following.
Diamond Comic Distributors, the leading supplier of comics, reported nearly $340 million in sales in North America during the first 10 months of the year. Cheryl Lynn Eaton says she hopes to persuade other African Americans to work in the industry.
Let's go!
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah. and we gon' make you lose your mind. Woo! Everybody just have a good time.
Clap! This week, we are taking a look and a listen to the most popular music that came out during 2011. This was a good year for female artists. Most critics place Adele, Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, and others high on their list of best recordings. Electronic music also saw a jump in popularity, and billions were made by artists on tour, even during troubled economic times. Come along with us on our 2011 musical tour.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
The British singer Adele is at the top of most critics' best singles list. Spin, Rolling Stone, and Billboard magazine each named her song Rolling in the Deep as the best song of the year. Rolling in the Deep tells the story of a woman rejected by her boyfriend. The song expresses her anger as she realizes the man was not what he appeared to be.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
Magazine compares the song to the Bible story in which the ancient Israelites destroy the walls of Jericho by blowing their trumpets. Rolling Stone magazine chose Adele's record album 21 as the best of the year. Number two on the list was Watch the Throne, the joint effort by Kanye West and Jay-Z. Spin placed Otis, a single from that album, at number 17 on its 20 best songs of the year.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. All the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, put them drumming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased.
The website Pitchfork.com chose its 40 favorite music videos of 2011. One of them was from the folk rock group Fleet Foxes. The Shrine, An Argument, is a beautifully animated video filled with human-like and animal-like creatures all wearing masks. The animation is mostly in red, brown, and other earthy colors. It opens with a deer mourning the death of a loved one. The animal leans close to the body and then pushes it off a cliff. The Shrine and Argument is a song in three movements. Here is part of the first.
I went down among the dust and pollen to the old stone fountain in the morning after dawn. Underneath were all these pennies fallen from the hands of children. They were there and then were gone. And I wonder what became of them. What became of them? Sunlight over.
Florence and the Machine made many of the best lists of 2011. Ceremonials, the group's second album, was released October 31st. New Musical Express, or NME.com, included the song Shake It Out on its 50 Best Tracks list.
Regrets collect like old friends, here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way. And all of the ghouls come out to play. And every demon wants his pound of flesh. But I'd like to keep some things to myself. I'd like to keep my issues drawn. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I've been a fool and I've been blind. I can never leave the past behind. I can see no way, I can see no way. I'm always dragging that horse around. I'll always question such a mournful song. Tonight I'm gonna bury that horse in the ground. I like to keep my issues strong, but it's always darkest before the dawn.
Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out.
Billboard.com released a list of the top 25 tours of the year. The list is based on ticket sales. Taylor Swift had the top-selling country music tour, coming in at number 5 on Billboard's list. But it was another country singer, Jason Aldean, who had a breakout year. 50 of his shows were sold out. His album, My Kinda Party, also sold more than 2 million copies, more than any other country album this year. We leave you with the song that Billboard called a set list essential for Jason Aldean's current tour. Here is See You When I See You from My Kinda Party.
Let's don't say goodbye. I hate the way it sounds. So if you don't mind, let's just say for now, see you when I see you.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
We'll laugh about the old days and catch up on the new. Yeah, I'll see you when I see you.
it someday soon. God made this whole world round, and maybe it's that way. So the past. Once again.